Karen Bentley is the CEO of WESNET. That's the Women's Services Network. It's the national peak body providing specialist women's domestic and family violence services. Karen, thank you for joining us on The Squeeze.
Good morning, Kate. Yes, WESNET's very pleased to be here.
To begin, Karen, tell us a bit about what WESNET does.
So WESNET's the national peak body with over 300 members that are the women's frontline agencies that specialise in domestic, family and sexual violence. So I guess we're the peak body for the organisations that are on the front line supporting those people experiencing domestic and family violence.
Uber is one of your partners and you have a program with them, the Uber Rides program. It provides ride credits, which you can then distribute to your network. Tell us a bit about how that works.
Yeah, look, that's been a great partnership with Uber. And Uber's been donating cash and free rides to WESNET for a couple of years now. And that means that we've been able to provide over 2,000 free rides to survivors over the last year or so.
I've had a little read of the testimonials that you sent through. Transport can be the difference in women being able to pick children up, being able to attend medical appointments, being able to get out of high-risk environments. The list really does go on.
Yeah, that's right. And we've just heard so many amazing stories about how the frontline services and the women have made use of these free Uber rides, especially during the COVID lockdown, which made things really hard. So, for example, one service was able to get a woman who'd just been released from an emergency room, and was just left with no way to get home. She was able to be given a lift home. For another woman, she used an Uber ride to get to a medical appointment, it gave her a bit of peace of mind because no one would recognise her car parked outside the service. For another mum, she was able to use Uber rides to take her kids back to their usual school each day so that they could keep their friendships up and not have their schooling disrupted while they were in refuge. And I think one of the most moving stories that for me was where a client was actually given a ride to get to her very first appointment with a domestic violence service. And she was so emotionally beaten down by her abuser that she'd had really bad experiences with police not believing her. But this Uber ride got her to her first session with a specialist domestic violence counsellor, who's able to talk to her and turn it around. And today that woman's broken free and she's actually navigating the legal system independently to try and hold him accountable for the abuse that she received. So it's just really amazing stories like that, which just the ability to get a ride to get you to an appointment can make all the difference, can be the first step.
Something so simple and so effective. Karen, today is International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. It's the beginning of the global 16 days of activism against gender-based violence. On this day in particular, what do you want people to know and understand about this issue?
Look, I think it's a global epidemic, violence against women, and too many people in Australia and across the world are experiencing domestic violence and sexual violence, and we really need it to stop. So we're joining, and others can join with us, thousands of people all over the world to raise awareness about violence against women. And we'll be doing that across the next 16 days. So it starts today with the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women and goes through till the 10th of December, which is Human Rights Day. And no one should have to live with abuse and violence from their partner or family. And it's going to take a whole of society and the whole of the world, I guess, to work together to try and eliminate this gender based violence.
There'd be people listening, Karen, who are thinking, how do I help? What do I do? Can I support WESNET? What do you say to them? What can be done?
Oh, look, there's lots to be done. We're working now with a number of really, corporations are really starting to step up. We're working with Uber and other corporations to do programs like Driving Change. Today, we're actually launching a new program called Safe Funds, which will actually try to get safe funds to a survivor because most survivors experience financial abuse. So with Safe Fund, we're hoping to raise $50,000 to support survivors, and we'll be able to get funds electronically directly to their phones. So if people would like to support that, you can find us on Instagram or they can find the campaign at our website.
I'll pop a link to your Instagram page and also to your website in episode notes if anyone's interested to get more information or to make a donation. Karen, anything else you want to say to Squizzes before you go?
No, just thank you very much. And we hope that you will all do something for International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for listening to this interview. It's an important one. If you or someone you know is experiencing any form of domestic violence, please call 1-800-RESPECT or visit www.1800respect.org.au. This interview is brought to you by Uber.